because we've completely fallen away from the idea that somehow, and that was the price, that I am a possession, not of my own anymore, but belong to him. But don't preach that. That's not popular. Plus the fact people think you're a lunatic. What, people don't believe in hell? Do they now? Your radio people can't see my face, but I'm sure you can hear my sarcasm. Ian Love's Gospel, chapter 16, if you're so lucky that you made it in. Adam, have you had seven demons cast out of you? Mary Magdalene is the one, by the way, consistently through the record, that there are other women in other Gospels, but she's consistently the one who is mentioned. Had seven demons cast out of her. Now, you might just say, you're lucky you just made it in. Here's a woman who had seven demons cast out of her, who happens to be the one in Mark's Gospel. Here, with other women, came as early in the morning, first day of the week, came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? When they looked, they saw the stone that was rolled away. It was very great. Of course, entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. They were afraid. He saith unto them, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. You see, Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he's risen. He's not here. We know the place where they laid him. But go your way. Let's substitute the word tell his disciples. But go your way and go about your business. This is so not life-changing, Mary Magdalene. This is just another day in the graveyard here of life. Let this sink in, because there's familiarity with the scripture that at some point you just say, oh yeah, I know that. But maybe it's time for this church to discover the reality. You either believe in his presence and he's real, and you really believe that you may not have had seven demons cast out of you, but you and I are much like this Mary Magdalene persona. And the angel says, go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he said unto you. Now, parody on, I think, some of the church. We might pretend to be Mary Magdalene for a moment, and as the angel tells us to go and find the disciples and tell them something, we might think, well, you know, speaking from a woman's point of view here, Mr. Angel who's talking to me, you know, I don't really know that anybody's going to listen to me because I'm just a woman living in these strange times here with somebody stealing Jesus' body. No one's going to listen to me. Why don't you go and find somebody else to deliver this message? I know it's ridiculous what I'm saying, but I'm trying to give you the idea. We see this staggering image of this woman coming in to see the empty tomb, and the reaction, it says here, they were affrighted. And the same word, be not affrighted. I want you to know that the same word where it says they trembled and were amazed, same words being used over and over again. It's not that they were affrighted. The same concept as they ran out, we would, with our erroneous English translation, we would have the picture of them. It says they went out quickly, fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. The close of this gospel, which ends, I believe, at verse 8, the oldest manuscripts show us that. Ends rather strangely if you're not reading the Greek. It ends rather strangely and sounds like they ran out, they were freaked out, and they took off. And that's all we know. That's what it sounds. might say, well, because you know the rest of it, because you've read the rest of it, this later edition, because you have other Gospels to go by. But remember that Mark's Gospel is Peter's account. Special message, go tell my disciples and Peter, maybe a little Peter gloating here, who knows? If it is or it isn't, I don't know. All I know is that's the record given. If we had no other record but Mark's Gospel, you and I might read the finish and say neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Well, see, they didn't tell anybody. Wouldn't you read it like that? You didn't have anything else to go by. I would certainly do that. I open my Greek Bible and I read very clearly. It does not even convey the same essence, not whatsoever. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, some of you who can read Greek, go check me out. I'm tired of some of you sitting and saying, really? Really? Go check it out for yourselves. Or it's. And I'm rather worried about what I'm saying because I know it to be true. But can you imagine if you only had that perceived pastor, they didn't say anything to any man because they were afraid. But the message was given. Was given. If I take all of the evidence lined up between Mark and Luke and John, but most certainly and most carefully, that bridge book that I've called the Book of Acts as being a bridge from the Gospels to the Epistles, without it, we wouldn't have a frame of reference of what happened. We wouldn't have a record of the day of Pentecost, which clearly declares the orders that were given to them, which we read about here in Mark 16, were given a little bit earlier in Mark's Gospel when Jesus said he would go and meet them. He says it very clearly. A chapter and verse. Let's see if I can find this for you. Here in Mark 14 and verse 28, he says, but after that I am risen, before you into Galilee. He even says it to their face. So to me, there's really no issue here. It confirms itself. If I didn't have the rest of the book, at least go on the knowledge. Jesus said he would go. The angel says, go. Now here come the silly women. Don't think just because I'm a woman and I'm telling you that the first reporters were women that somehow that hooks my ego. Too many women on staff that I deal with, and that's why I'm losing my hair, I think. Dr. Scott was right on certain areas. I believe that. There are certain things about gender that you could really probably live without. I remember him saying, if women could get along, they'd rule the world. And man, that is an absolute truth. This about Mary Magdalene because somehow I want to gloat. I'm telling you because a woman in these strange times who would be disrespected, her word would be considered ludicrous, let alone a woman who's had seven demons cast out of her, who has a reputation, whether it's a woman of ill repute or not, it makes no difference. She's going to go in and tell these men, couldn't see, he was risen. Oh, I'm sorry. Because they're not going to listen to me. So think of somebody else because I can't do it. I hope you see yourself. I hope you see yourself. This is not an exercise in silliness. This is to tell you, I hope you see yourself. There was not going to be another Mary Magdalene at that particular where time and eternity at the crossroads. He put that woman there, however you want to say, she was there for a purpose.